Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with Brother Moses Henry Jones. I greet you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the purpose of today's short broadcast is to remind some of you and to inform others of a series of broadcasts that we did back in 2017, which some of you may have forgotten that we did, and some of you may not even know that we did. Back in 2017, in order to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, the Lord led me to do a series of broadcasts, 95 in total, 95 broadcasts, because the Lord led me to create, to develop a tailor-made 95 thesis that would tackle, that would repel, that would push back on the Roman Catholic invasion of the African American church. If you look at the bishops in the African American church, they all look Roman Catholic. Haven't you asked yourself, how did this come about? Well, there's been a subtle, very quiet, very marked invasion of the Roman Catholic Church into the African American Church. And the proverbial Trojan horse that the Church of Rome is using is an organization called the Joint College of African American Bishops. That's the Trojan horse. That's how the Roman Catholic Church got into the black church, through this organization acting as a Trojan horse, through this organization called the Joint College of African American Bishops. And if you look at the black church now, the black church is, I would say, it's almost Roman Catholic. The black Pentecostal church in America is almost Roman Catholic. So, back in 2017, in order to commemorate our Protestant roots, in order to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's nailing of the 95 Theses on the door of the Wittenberg Castle Church, I was led of God to prepare a 95 Theses that would address our issues today in the black church. In all of those 95 broadcasts, they're archived here. You have all 95 right here. Some of you have forgotten that those 95 programs are there. Perhaps you started to listen and then stopped listening. Maybe you did 10 broadcasts, 15 broadcasts, and you didn't listen to the other 80. And some of you don't even know that these broadcasts exist. What a blessing. I tell you, I was Holy Ghost led, Holy Ghost anointed, Holy Ghost inspired to put this together, this 95 thesis, a series of 95 broadcasts dealing with 95 abuses in the black church. And I tell you, everyone who's listened to them can't thank me enough for being used of God to open their eyes to see what has transpired in the African-American church. Now, I have a short clip here that I want to play about the 95 thesis. Listen to this. It's only 2.5 minutes. Listen to this short clip. It's about Martin Luther and him posting the 95 thesis.
Hello, and welcome to History Pod. On the 31st of October, 1517, the foundations of the Protestant Reformation were laid when Martin Luther reputedly nailed his 95 theses to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, a town in the German state of Saxony-Anhalt. As a disputation, the theses were designed to be points for theological debate, primarily around the practice of selling indulgences. But the political and religious climate of the time, combined with the recent invention of the printing press, meant that Luther's document ended up being circulated to a much wider audience. Officially titled The 95 Theses on the Power and Efficacy of Indulgences, Luther had sought to engage the church authorities in a debate over the effect of earthly deeds on a soul's salvation. The frankly more exciting tradition that he angrily nailed a list of grievances to the door of the church is, therefore, highly unlikely. Modern scholars now suggest that Luther wrote to the bishop on the 31st of October and, after failing to receive a response, began circulating his theses amongst his friends. Luther's particular concern was the church practice of selling indulgences, those sales which had a promise that a buyer's sins would be absolved. However, he also shone light on the papacy's extraction of money from the poor in order to build St. Peter's Basilica, which he thought was strange and somewhat hypocritical that the papacy was doing this rather than using its own financial reserves. It's therefore no surprise that the 95 Theses made their way to Rome, where the Pope condemned them. 2 years later, Pope Leo X issued a papal bull that led to Luther's excommunication, but was unable to stop the Protestant Reformation.
And there you have it. Luther was not going to tolerate the abuses in the Roman Catholic Church, and he protested. He wrote 95 arguments. I have done the same thing. I am protesting the abuses in the African American Church. not the selling of indulgences, but the selling of bishoprics. The selling of anything in the church is called simony. It goes back to Acts chapter 8 where Simon Magus tried to buy the Holy Ghost from Peter. And Peter said unto him, Simon, thy money perish with thee. But here we have in the Roman Catholic Church in 1517, the selling of indulgences, and I would argue that in today, 2017, 2018, and now 2019, they are selling bishoprics. And this is why these guys and your pastor, your bishop, is having these elevation services where they get these robes put on them and they get rings put on them and chains and they get parchments that supposedly show them their apostolic succession, which is all baloney. But as a result of all of these elevations of certain men in the church, the flock suffers. The flock is being abused. And that's why I wrote a 95 thesis and I put it on the air. And we have 95 different broadcasts dealing with 95 different abuses. Here's another little clip dealing with the Protestant Reformation. Now, this one is 5 minutes long. And I pray that it would be a blessing to you.
The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century shook the very foundation of Europe's cultural identity. The Reformation was a revolution of religion in Western Europe. Essentially, it was the result of centuries' worth of political and social grievances against the Christian Church as it existed. Christianity, which began as a fledgling religion in the first century, had grown by the 13th century into an institution powerful enough to rival state governments. For instance, the Pope, then the leader of the Christian Church, had greater political and military influence than some emperors and kings. This tension was exacerbated by the transformative social and intellectual period known as the Renaissance. In particular, this period involved the rise of humanism, a philosophy that shifted man's fate from being determined by religious doctrine to being determined by man himself. Additionally, some within the church believed it had become increasingly corrupt. Priests like John Wycliffe of England and Jan Hus of Bohemia challenged the church's teachings, which they believed had strayed away from the Bible. However, one of the most well-known advocates for a reformed Christian church was a German priest named Martin Luther. Martin Luther began to question the church in the early 1500s. He believed it was abusing its power and disagreed with some of its practices. For instance, he challenged the church's doctrine that stated the Pope, not the Bible, was the ultimate spiritual authority. Plus, he criticized the church for selling indulgences, the practice of purchasing forgiveness for one's sins by giving money to the church. Luther believed the church needed to revise its doctrine by returning to the Bible's teachings and by saying that salvation could be granted by faith in Christ alone. So on October 31st, 1517, Luther took a stand. In what's considered the birth of the Protestant Reformation, Luther is said to have nailed 95 theses, or arguments against the church, onto the door of Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. Luther was later put on trial in front of church officials to defend his theses, but in January 1521, the church declared Luther a heretic and excommunicated him. While Luther's membership with the church ended, the Reformation he argued for started to gain momentum. Unlike Luther's predecessors who challenged the church, Luther had one tool at his disposal that they didn't have, the printing press. This new invention allowed his arguments to be copied and spread across Europe. This unprecedented access to ideas such as Luther's inspired many others to challenge the church, thereby splitting Christianity into two major denominations, Catholic and Protestant, from the word protest. Also, the Bible became more accessible. Luther and other reformists translated biblical text from Latin, which was only known by nobility and church officials, to German, English, and French, languages spoken by the general public. While the Protestant Reformation revolutionized the Christian faith, it had ramifications that extended beyond religion. Prior to the Reformation, many Europeans were dependent on an educated upper class. But perhaps the most resounding impact of the Reformation was that the common people were empowered to question religion and other aspects of life. The Reformation, along with technological innovations and the introduction of other new ideas, gave many in Europe's general public the freedom and power to decide their own fates.
And there you have it, saints. There you have it. Martin Luther started the Reformation. He nailed his 95 theses on the door of Wittenberg Castle Church, and it sparked a revolution. It brought people out of intellectual darkness. More importantly, the people sitting in the pews finally began to understand the Word of God, because the Roman Catholic Church was giving them church services in a language they did not understand, which was Latin, a language they could not read. The Roman Catholic Church purposely kept people in the dark. The Protestant Reformation opened up the floodgates of knowledge, the Word of God. People were turned on to the Lord. And that's the whole purpose of my new 95 thesis. There are so many church members in the pews being taken advantage of. Their bishop is lying to them. Their bishop is purposely keeping them in the dark. Their bishop is in bed with the Holy Church of Rome. And if your bishop's in bed with the Holy Church of Rome, you're in bed with the Holy Church of Rome. You're being kept in the dark. And the whole purpose of my 95 thesis is to say to the black church, wake up. And the whole purpose of the 95 thesis is to say to the bishops in the black church, repent. So, my brothers and sisters, you can find this 95 thesis, all 95 broadcasts, because for each proposition, for each argument, I devote a broadcast. These broadcasts start on March the 13th, 2017. All you have to do is go through our archive listing. Look for the first broadcast, proposition number one, started March 13th, 2017. And it ended, 95 propositions ended on October the 16th, 2017. So within a one-year time frame, intermixed with other broadcasts that I did, because I did shows on my book, Jackass Church Bishops. I did shows on my other book, Nehushtan Church Bishops. Oh, you got to listen. Listen, saints, you got to listen to these broadcasts. And all you got to do is go to my radio broadcast, my internet radio broadcast on Block Talk Radio. It's called Contending for the Faith with Moses Henry Jones. Contending for the Faith with Moses Henry Jones. By the way, you can order my new book by going to my website, www.dailymannany.com, www.dailymannany.com. You can order my new book, Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. And also, when you go to the website, you can give us a love gift. You can donate. You can keep us on the air. You can help us stay on the air by donating. All you have to do is go to our radio feature there and click on donate, and your love gift will be greatly, greatly appreciated. My brothers and sisters, I labored many hours, not just many hours on the air, but I labored many hours in research in order to prepare this anointed, this God-sent 95 thesis to help church people in the pews have their eyes opened, having their understanding enlightened, because we have been invaded by the Church of Rome. There has been a counter-reformation. The Church of Rome has infiltrated back into the black church, and it has done so via this apostate group called the Joint College of African American Bishops. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. I hope to see you at the broadcast, tuning in, checking out the 95 Thesis. You're going to be blessed. And let me tell you, you'll never be the same. You'll never view the black church the same way. You will never view the Joint College of African American Bishops the same way after you listen to these 95 broadcasts. You're going to be blessed. God bless you.